What's up, everybody? Welcome to another special episode of the Roast Such a Glatter podcast. I'm your host, CJ. Today's going to be a bit of a special one. I've kind of been putting it off a bit, but I finally just have to record it because it means a lot to me. It's going to be a small little tribute episode to my cousin. My cousin's name was Jill. We're obviously French. He passed away last year, just before Christmas, and it was extra sad because he loved Christmas, but yeah, I just kind of want to touch on who he was, the type of person he was, who he was to me beyond my cousin. He was like one of the special ones in the world. Just to kind of get into it, when he was born, he's in a wheelchair. Let's just say that. When he was born, he was, I guess, diagnosed with a whole bunch of different things, I would say. It was like congenital abnormalities, like a lot of them. And like his heart was on, instead of your left side, it was on his right side. And I don't know if the muscles in his legs grew. They were just small, but like he was really strong upper body. Like most people are in wheelchairs if they have use of their arms and torso. And it was the craziest thing. Like he'd get around like on his arms if he wasn't in his wheelchair. And we'd have like arm wrestling when we were young and he just smashed me. He's 2 years older than me. So I guess I would make him born in 1983, I believe. But just to kind of tell you about him, him and I shared a love of wrestling, Christmas, superheroes, a lot of things. And he was a really special person. Anytime you talked to him, you were laughing. And anytime you talked to him, like you could just feel there was a different, I'm not big on using the word aura. There was a different aura around him. And him and I didn't meet until I was about, I would say 9, 10, maybe 95. It was actually something that happened by chance. My sister was at something called the Variety Village Telethon, and my cousin would participate in it. And my sister ran into my aunt and my cousin, and they took a picture together, and that kind of turned into a mini family reunion because as a lot of you know that listen to my podcast, I don't really have much of a relationship with like my dad's side of the family. Most of them are good people, but my dad just, he wasn't, and we're not going to get into that. But we ended up having like a little reunion, and I met Jill for the first time. And I remember our first conversation. I was like, hey, as kids will say, they're very upfront. I'm like, why are you in a wheelchair? What happened? He's like, I don't know. I was just born this way. And I remember that was like the first words we ever spoke. And that's the only time we ever talked about his wheelchair or him being in one, because when you're a kid, you don't care, because like he just turned into being a best friend. The only thing was they lived an hour away, so it was hard to get out to see them. But anytime I did, they kind of lived on a farm, and it was so fun because I lived in the city. So getting out on the farm was so much different for me. And they had different animals. They had a pig pen. They had a pig, and I should ask my aunt before I came on here. I can't remember her name. I want to say Betsy. I could be wrong. And if I am, I'm going to correct myself. Maybe when I'm editing this episode or in the actual like episode synopsis or whatever. But I remember one time I was in the pig pen and just walking around like an idiot. And I took a tumble face first into pig shit. I just ate it. And Jill was just on the outside of the fence laughing his ass off. And I just remember looking back and being so pissed, but he was laughing. And like, he would hate if I said this, but he was like the cutest thing in the world to look at sometimes, man. He was the best. I love spending time out there with him and my family, my uncle, my two cousins, Dennis and Ashley. Dennis was younger than I think Ashley's my age, 40. And it was so good. It was so fun as a kid. And it's some of my best memories. I just remember being there. And sometimes it was scary, I'm not going to lie. There was one night. This was like the first time I was staying there, I think. First or second time. And I got up in the middle of the night and I had to pee. And it was pitch dark. Like, I didn't want to turn the lights on. I could barely see. And I kind of walked around and kind of like, you know, tried to look for a washroom, really couldn't find one like in the dark. And I was a kid. I did not like the dark as a kid, especially in a place I didn't know, on a farm where it was so dark. So I was like, you know what? It's like 4 a.m. I'm going to be up in 4 hours. Like, I'll just piss in the morning, but I had to go super bad. And so I went to sleep and I woke up, and as a 10-year-old, first or second time at my cousin's house, I pissed the bed. And I don't even remember doing that before then. Obviously maybe when I was like a toddler, but it was pretty embarrassing, but my aunt was understanding. My cousin kind of made fun of me a bit, but you know, that's just how it was. And it was so funny because him and I loved wrestling and we would always wrestle together. But like, if you were to see him, he had the big strong upper body, but he had really small legs and they kind of like bent to the side a bit. So anytime we'd wrestle, he had this finisher and he would use his arms to like push himself up in the air and use his sharp little knees to dig him in the side of my ribs. I forget what he called it, but man, it hurt, but it was the funniest thing in the world. And those are the type of things we'd get up to. And he loved Christmas. Like, I can't state that enough. Anytime I made a Christmas status or anytime I had mentioned Christmas on any of my social platforms, he would message me, or, you know, we'd be doing a countdown together. And he was always involved. Like, he was always watching the movies, and his favorite movie is I asked my aunt, it's the old Miracle on 34th Street. I think it was in 1947. And yeah, that was his favorite, which was, it's a really good one, obviously. He loved the Toronto Santa Claus Parade. You know what I mean? Like, he really loved it. And I think the Toronto Santa Claus Parade is something like 121 years old now. So it's been around a while, but he would enjoy watching those. And I'll be honest, the Toronto Santa Claus Parade is pretty decent for the most part. You know, he also loved Christmas music. You know, he loved, one of my favorite songs was Silent Night. That's one of his favorite songs. And, you know, when I think about him, I don't just think about him. I think about Christmas, him in his Santa hat. Him, he loves Superman. He's like Super Jill. Him in his Superman shirt. I know I'm kind of rambling a bit. I'm just trying to kind of give you an idea of who he was. Super funny. Super funny. Even when things were happening to him, he'd laugh it off. I still remember one of the funniest things I've ever seen was his brother Dennis. I think Dennis at the time was maybe 7, and Jill was in his wheelchair, and Dennis came up behind him and he pushed the wheelchair up and forward. So Jill was face planted in the ground. His hands are flailing out and his head's underneath. He's like, help me out. He get me out. And oh my God, it's one of the funniest memories I have. And also, I don't know how this happened. I don't know if he told his mom to get himself out of trouble, but my aunt is still convinced that I brought a Playboy magazine over to his place once. I never did. I don't even think I ever owned one. And I don't know where it, like, I maybe brought like a wrestling magazine. There could have been like girls in it, but like for the longest time, his mom, Auntie, if you're listening to this, I never did that. I promise you, I never did it. Maybe a wrestling magazine, but I never brought a Playboy over, ever. And yeah, I kind of got in shit for that. And I don't know if it was his or what the story was, or if he was misremembering. I have no idea. But yeah. And just to kind of like let people know, like if you're ever, this is the really sad part about it, besides, you know, obviously him passing away, but my relationship with my dad was not good. Never was. He just wasn't a good person. And sometimes I was guilty of kind of putting my family in that same box where I didn't want to sometimes be around them. And there was something that happened on my end where I just kind of said, you know what? I'm just done. I don't want to talk to anybody that's associated with them. But in reality, like, they weren't associated with them. I was just being an asshole, basically. Like, I'm guilty of secluding myself and just kind of being, you know, distant. And the worst thing I ever did was cut them off. I didn't really cut them off. I just stopped talking. So I guess that is cutting them off. And Jill never did a thing to me. He never did anything. He never did anything bad. So, you know, I I don't post things on social media too much. A lot of people know that, but I had to apologize to my family because in the years that I wasn't really talking to anybody and being distant and a dickhead, I ended up losing one of my favorite cousins. So it happened during that period of time. And it's never worth it, man. If you want to have issues with family for real reasons, it's justified. But if you're just kind of, you have an issue with a certain person in your life and you take it out on other people, it's never good. And I lost out maybe on 4 years, I think it was. And just worst mistake of my life. And so if you're, especially this Christmas season, if you're struggling to reconnect with somebody, if you find it viable and worth it to maybe bury the hatchet with somebody and do it in honor of Jill and do it in honor of anybody else you care about, because it's not worth it. Because I would do anything to have those memories back and just create new ones. And luckily for, you know, Facebook has the memories. I see him pop up from the past with all his messages and statuses or comments on my statuses about Christmas, wrestling. And he's someone I'm going to miss like so, so much. And I'm not even going to apologize for getting emotional because I normally do. But life has a way of kicking you in the ball sometimes and taking people that shouldn't be taken. And it's never worth arguing or separating from family. If it's justified, fine, but this was never justified. So yeah, I'm so sorry. And I know you can't hear me now. Maybe you can. I don't know. I don't know what I believe in, but it's a cautious tale not to cut off your family for foolish reasons. And because you never know. So this Christmas, when you're sitting at the table, enjoy everybody that's there. Don't be morbid about it, obviously. Kind of, you know, look at them and appreciate them for being there, because next year, you don't know, man. Life is crazy, you know? So I'm not going to turn this into a sad thing, but I really miss my cousin, and I wish I didn't miss out on those years. Even though we didn't see each other a whole lot after, we'd still talk a lot. We'd still message on Messenger and things like that. And he was such a good guy, a good heart, loved Christmas so much. You'll see in the picture, you've probably already seen it if you're listening to this. It's in the it's a profile picture for the actual episode, so... Yeah. Not sure. I'm probably forgetting some other things I wanted to say, but in closing, I just want to say Merry Christmas to everybody. And I hope it's a good one. I hope you're with family, and even if you're not, I hope you're enjoying yourself. And if it's one of those Christmases that you're gonna want to forget, suffering builds character, and I know it's hard to see in the moment, but there's always a silver lining. It's always going to get better, and you're always going to have better times ahead. You just got to keep, you know, inching towards that. You're not going to build a mountain in a minute. You're not going to build, you know, a building in a minute, just brick by brick, rock by rock. You know what I mean? So if you are having a good Christmas, I hope it's with great people. I hope you got everything you wanted. I hope you gave a lot, and especially to your community, charities, if you can. If you can't, just always hold a good thought. And Jill, I know you can't hear me. I know I'm not talking to you. It just makes me feel better. My family, I love you guys so much. And I'm so sorry you lost Jill. We all did, but you guys did. He was the lifeblood of their family, I felt like. And my aunt and my uncle and my cousins did so much for him. Because, you know, he needed a bit of help, but he wasn't super reliant, but obviously he was, and they did so much for him, and he's such a focal point of their family, and to lose him like that, man, it's harsh. And I don't know, I wish I would have went out there more, saw him, watched some Christmas movies, talked some shit, talked some wrestling. But anytime I watch a Christmas movie now, I think about him. Anytime I watch wrestling, I think about him. So anyway, enough of being sad. Let's end it on a happy note. I hope everybody has a great new year. I hope I hope everybody has a healthy new year. And I'm not sure if I'm going to be releasing episodes during the year this year, but maybe I'll pop up. Maybe do a bonus episode after Christmas, but we'll see. If anything, I'll always be back in September. Maybe I'll do a summer thing. We'll see. I don't know. But I really enjoyed doing it this year, and I'm really happy to close off with a little bit of tribute to my cousin Jill, because he deserves it, and I really miss him. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoy the Christmas Eve reading of The Grinch, and yeah, I'll see you when I see you. Take it easy. Merry Christmas.